All right, everybody, closing out the week Saturday, November 19th, 2022, we have one of the linchpin tests, linchpin test 12. This is also our for time or not option of the week. And so if the loading or rope climbs is challenging for you, but you can do them, but it just takes some time, no worries. Let the clock run. It's all good. Or if this is a day that the week has been a challenge, it's the last workout of the week, and you just want to move at whatever pace feels good for you, take the not for time option. It's a great option. Okay, linchpin test 12 is going to need 135-pound barbell for men, 95 for women. For time, or not, 400-meter run, 15 clean and jerks, that's power clean and jerk, 15 clean and jerks, 3 rope climbs with your feet, 400-meter run, 12 clean and jerks, 2 rope climbs, 400-meter run, 9 clean and jerks, 1 rope climb. Last time we did this was on February 1st, 2021. If you want to go back into the BTWB app and check your time there. Of course, we have all the other equipment conversions like we always do if you need to replace the run with something else. But let's take a look at what we have going on here and how it plays into everything else that has occurred over the week. Well, before I do that, let me just say, I hope it goes without saying, there's certainly no need to do any of this unbroken. It's a rare individual that's going to really pour their heart and soul into a 400-meter run, come in huffing and puffing, and just casually touch and go 15 clean and jerks, and then just zip up and down the rope 3 times and take off like a shot on the next 400-meter run. Some people might hold onto the barbell for a while. Could be 3 sets of 5, could be 5 sets of 3, could be a 6-5-4, could be a whole bunch of singles. I think it's going to be a very popular option. It's 15, you know, quick, quote-unquote, singles. And the rope climbs challenging in and of themselves. You know, take the time that you need between the rope climbs, and that continues over the course of the workout. But let's look about where we have come from and why this made sense for today. So we're pulling from the ground, we're going overhead, we have an upper body pull as well, and we have some engine work in there, and we're in a moderate time domain. So pulling from the ground, we didn't want to go below parallel today. We did the box step ups yesterday. We had the overhead squat earlier in the week, so very specifically not going below parallel. Pulling from the ground, we pulled from the ground on Wednesday, but quite differently, 5x3 heavy deadlift. Now we're, and that's a slow hip opening. Now we're pulling from the ground, fast hip opening, much lighter load, 135 and 95, fast hip opening, and we're taking it overhead. And we're taking it overhead with the push jerk. So going overhead, we were overhead earlier in the week, but it was in a stabilizing fashion in that overhead squat. And so now we're getting it different with the push jerk, and we're also getting two different loadings. Looking back even a little bit further, pulled from the ground last week, but it was with DT. Different loading and quite different. Instead of going right from the ground to front rack to overhead, with the DT, you chunk off the deadlifts, then you chunk off the hang power cleans, then you chunk off the push jerks. That's quite different as well. So just doing standard clean and jerks gets us with a little bit of variance as well. And of course we went overhead with handstand push-ups and all kinds of good stuff. Then the upper body pulling. Now we're doing rope climbs, 3-2-1. Let's look back. Where have we been for upper body pulling? We have had pull-ups on Monday, was a 21-59, kipping chin over bar. We had strict pull-ups the week before with that kettlebell snatch workout. Prior to that, we had chest-to-bar pull-ups. Prior to that, we had ring muscle-ups. So just think about that. We've had so much different ways that we have done upper body pulling. We haven't repeated one yet. And not that if we repeated one, that would be wrong in any way, shape, or form. That would just be what the intent was that day. But think about all the different things that you've been exposed to. From ring muscle-ups to chest-to-bar pull-ups to strict weighted pull-ups to kipping chin-over bar pull-ups to now rope climbs. And even if you had to modify some or all of those, all the modifications are a little bit different. So you are creating this human being that has the capacity to do all these different things and do them well. That is the beauty and the power and the potency of GPP, of CrossFit, of one intentionally designed one workout a day really gives you amazing breadth and depth to your fitness. So hopefully you enjoy it. Let's see, what else do we have here? The wild card option. We took the rope climbs out. and put in pull-ups. So if you don't have a rope to climb, kipping chin over bar pull-ups, we got you covered. Scaled option, knock down the loading on the clean and jerk. Said ring rows or pull-ups, as I always say, if you're gonna do ring rows, make them tough. Make them really tough. The sets go 15, 12, 9. I wouldn't want to see any of those sets being done unbroken. They would have to get broken up because you put your body at such a tough angle that you are challenging yourself. That's the goal. And the limited equipment crew, your friend and mine, dumbbell clean and jerks. Dumbbell clean and jerks. As I always say, even if you have a barbell, do the Leo. Do the limited equipment option every now and then. It will drive your fitness forward. So I hope everybody enjoys the week. It was a fun one. As I say every now and then, and I should say it more often, thank all of you. I don't take what I do lightly. It is my honor and privilege and pleasure to serve you, and thank you for allowing me to be part of your fitness journey. We are all in this together, and I will continue to pour my heart and soul into making the best workouts possibly that are taxing enough to drive results forward, but don't unnecessarily beat people up because that serves no one. We've got one set of knees, shoulders, got one back for your whole life. We want to treat it with respect. We want to make good decisions. Scaling is cool. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you on Monday.